December 5th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 61 days to the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and I am a little shocked, I have to say. I'm a little shocked and maybe even a little disheartened more than I normally would be that people are still falling for the Russian conspiracy hoax. I cannot believe it. People are still falling for the Russian conspiracy hoax. Now, the liberals, the left, the Democrats, okay, yeah, they'll fall for anything. But to see conservatives now buying into this, oh, yes, we trust the DOJ now. We trust the FBI now, is stunning. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's my guess is most people in this audience do not care about the Tenet Media story, and they're not buying into the division and the hype. So, and I addressed it plenty on X earlier, but I'm just like, wow, oh, the DOJ is being honest, and the Russian conspiracy is real now. What? Oh, yeah. With, you know, just over 60 days, I'm sure. Yeah, all these Americans here you see on the screen, I guess Lawrence Hutter's actually Canadian. Oh, yeah, they're Russians. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're Russian propaganda agents. What a joke. What a joke it really all is. Now, I'm waiting to see the full story, and there might be something there. But to see right-wingers and Trump supporters buying into it, if anything, this thing was probably a Fed op, ladies and gentlemen, against Trump. But my guess is, I don't know, it's all over today, and I just can't believe people are falling for it. Because, again, the real story is, whatever the case is with Lauren Shin and Tenet Media, I'll wait and see. I tend not to trust the DOJ and the FBI because I'm smart. But the real story is that the DOJ and the FBI are getting ready to play the cards so that the Democrats don't certify Trump's election victory. That's the story here. And so I'm just stunned people can't see right through this. For 8 years, we've been dealing with this fake Russian bullshit. But now it's real. Oh, okay. No. They're going to refuse to certify Trump's election in November. And Russian meddling, influence, interference, that's going to be their excuse. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. The Democrats have gone on TV and said so. But people are piling on this deal now, and it's just missing the entire story. But okay, I don't know. Maybe people don't care about that are tuned into this show. But man, it is like the number one thing on X right now in the right-wing commentary. And of course, leftists. But see, it's perfect now. And leftists say, oh, look, everyone's a Russian agent now. Everybody that supports Trump is paid by Russia. Give me a break. Give me a break. Here, you want the big story, really? Hunter Biden is now pleading guilty in the California case because they don't want the 30 witnesses that were going to be called to testify exposing the Biden crime family. There's your story. Not some media group that might have been getting paid by a Russian or could have been a federal front anyway. No, it's that they don't want you to know that the Bidens were taking millions of dollars for foreign country. He's the president of the United States, not a social media influencer. That's the story.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The home stretch, 2 months, 2 months until the presidential election. And oh, the FBI and the DOJ have a new Russian conspiracy hoax for you. And people are falling for it. I can't believe it. I guess I would expect nothing more from the American left, the liberal, the Democrat, but for conservatives and right wingers to pile on and now believe the DOJ is something I did not see on my bingo card. I did not have that one coming. And yet here we are. And then it serves as the perfect distraction as people want to pile on and be holier than thou. And it serves as the perfect distraction from Hunter Biden pleading guilty today. And it's not even about Hunter Biden. It's not even about the guilty plea. It's about the fact that, as we had the guests on yesterday, they were going to be covering it. They didn't want the witness testimony. The witness testimony was going to be so damning in the Hunter Biden case that he just went ahead and pled guilty instead of fighting it. Now, is a pardon from his father a guarantee? I would say it's probably a pretty safe bet. And maybe this was all agreed to when Biden dropped out. Because this could have blown the Biden crime family wide open for the American people to see. It would have cost him the election, likely, if this would have gone to trial and all the witnesses would have come forward. But now Biden's out and Hunter Biden pleads guilty. And so you kind of just sweep it under the rug. Biden gets to ride off into the sunset with all the cash from the foreign countries. Hunter Biden gets the pardon. Put a bow on it. But, oh, there's no FBI indictments. There's no DOJ indictments. There's no press conferences into the Bidens taking millions of dollars from foreign countries that we have on record with the House committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Oversight Committee. We have the checks. We have the bank records. I mean, we got a whole wire transfer book outline slideshow. Oh, no, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about American media being Russian agents again. Oh. Now, yesterday, I warned there would be international gang warfare. It seems that we're inching ever closer to that in Chicago. Now, there's a lot of videos going around. I can't really, I decided I'm not going to air them because I just can't confirm what's really going on. And it's mostly being hid from the news. And it's funny enough. It's these situations where talk radio ends up being the most important medium to understand what's really going on, where I could probably open up the phone lines and say, people in Chicago, what's really going on? Now, there's a little bit of news in this on the media, and there's some back and forth. Again, we're talking about international gang warfare, where Chicago gangs are now getting into territory wars with Venezuelan gangs. And there's all kinds of videos on the internet, but again, it's hard to really confirm this stuff and place this stuff, so I've just decided I'm not going to air it. But we do have some headlines, and I do think something's going on. But it's like the best source would just be for me to open up the phone lines and say, hey, if you're in Chicago, what's going on? So we've got that coming up. Now this whole DOJ, FBI indictment, tenant media thing ties into how the Russians and the world are really just laughing at us at this point. Our leadership is such a joke. And I guess to an extent, I mean, it's hard to say they disrespect all American people, but certainly the American left is just the laughingstock of the world at this point. And so Vladimir Putin comes out and endorses Kamala Harris. And so we'll show you some of the headlines on that. And then you got a legal battle going on as far as the judge that's about to sentence Donald Trump coming up on September 18th. He has been sued, as well as the Ethics Commission for New York. So we got that coming up as well. And then some important news breaking from Elon Musk. Oh, and the shooter, as was reported yesterday, was known to the FBI. In fact, was known to the FBI as far back as 2023. Wow. And then we got a bunch of video clips dealing with all of this, including Trump speaking today in New York City. He had his town hall last night. He did an hour with Sean Hannity. They're going to air the hour number two, which was questions with the audience. That's going to be aired tonight. So we're going to have all of that coming up. And I don't want to spend too much time on this either, because I want to stay focused on the news. But if you listen to the Alex Jones show today, And I was listening when he was kind of giving an update on the status of InfoWars and of the company. And, of course, I've been asked for comment on this publicly, privately, too many times to count. And I don't really do, like, canned press statements or, like, legal speak or anything like that. I don't have lawyers writing me statements. I speak for myself. But kind of for the first time, I was like, look, I'm just going to have a canned response, and that's as long as there's a duty for me here at InfoWars, as long as there's an InfoWars war room, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my job. And if you want updates on the situation, go to the Alex Jones show. He'll provide you with those. I'm just here to do my job. But I was listening to Alex today, and it kind of really hit home. And I resonate with how he's feeling and how he's thinking going through all of this. And I'm not a bitter person, but like I can sense like where it would be, if you can understand what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't affect me, but I can kind of like sense it, like, oh yeah, that would make somebody bitter. So what I see happening is, and the way Alex kind of put it today, it's like we're just so used to the corruption at this point. It's like, and maybe for us, we're just so used to being in the info war and dealing with all of that. And that's probably true. And it's probably a survival thing for us to just kind of become numb to it in a way. and I'm speaking for the crew that's been working here for years, the crew that's been working 10-hour, 15-hour days, 7 days a week for years on this crazy ship. So it's like we kind of just become numb to it, like punch drunk, like just in the trenches. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, another mortar shell just blew up behind us. And same for Alex. But it is there's an understanding here. And most people just don't have it because they haven't been through it yet. And so that's what's so frustrating. So it's like we don't come on air and make ourselves the story every day. I don't come on air and talk about what I've been through or what InfoWars has been through or Alex or anybody because we want to cover the news. But it's like people really don't get the times we're living in. They really don't understand how serious the corruption is. Now, they get it now more than they did, say, 4 years ago or 10 years ago. And this is where I could see somebody being bitter because what I see now is basically the new conservative media, if you will, the new right-wing media, if you will, is basically building their castle, building their empire on the foundations that were laid by Alex Jones and InfoWars. And I don't really care. We just want to save the country. It's all about prosperity. But they don't understand that if InfoWars or when InfoWars goes down, you're all doomed. And I really just don't think people understand how serious this is. Now, if we get Trump in, maybe we avoid that. But you understand, what they do to Alex Jones and what they do to InfoWars, they will do to you. You are not untouchable. So it's amazing to see all these people that just really don't understand it. And they've built mighty empires and mighty castles on the foundations laid by InfoWars. And good, I'm glad that they're out there. I'm glad that we've moved the needle. I'm glad that we've changed the political paradigm. I'm glad that we control the narrative. I'm glad that we're now the conversation where we want it. But I really believe if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, they will shut down X. They will shut it down. I truly believe that. Now, if you've never been censored anywhere, you probably don't understand how serious that is. But you see, there wasn't the proper response when they censored InfoWars, Alex Jones, myself, and everybody that was here. There wasn't the proper response when they sued Alex for, they wanted over $1 trillion. That's real. They said they wanted over $1.5 trillion. I mean, that's absurd. The final judgment ended up being like hundreds of billions, which was still absurd. And so then they were like, okay, well, hundreds of millions. And they just lie about the whole thing. They'll do that to who's ever next. And so there's kind of this riding the wave of the election cycle and riding the wave of Elon Musk freeing up X. So they're kind of riding this wave and the numbers are good and the money is good. And there's this cognitive dissonance that it will all be taken away. And so it's like until you've been through that, until you've seen that, until you've – and that's where it comes back to the DOJ and the FBI and these people falling for it. I've been in the court with these people. I've been through trials with these people. I've been indicted by these people. There is no integrity. There is no justice. You really think all of a sudden the Department of Justice, the FBI are into it to – get down to the bottom and find justice and stop foreign interference and all that stuff? Really, you believe that? Because maybe you don't like Lauren Chen or you don't like some of her commentary. Now you're all in. Oh, yeah, I trust the DOJ now. So it's this weird cognitive dissonance. But it makes me realize at the end of it all, folks, they have poured through our books time and time again. They've poured through my personal life, personal books, time and time again. So there is no doubt who makes InfoWars run. There is no doubt what the blood and the heart and the soul of InfoWars are. It's Alex Jones starting the company decades ago, and it's this audience supporting it, period. True believers in the idea of the American dream. True believers in the idea of an independent media. True believers in the idea that we can have a discussion and have a debate and not have to be afraid of going to prison because we have a First Amendment. And, you know, I see some of the numbers that these other people make that don't have near the impact or near the following of InfoWars. And again, it's like I could see how somebody would be bitter. I don't even care. Because this is how it works around here. I have been approached by Alex Jones. The first time was probably 2017 or 18. And when I started here, I basically had a small base salary. They didn't know what, you know, my future would be here. A lot of people come in here and they just can't hack it, quite frankly. It's a tough job. And he came up to me maybe like a year after I was hired and looked and said, "You're still making your base salary?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, why didn't you say anything?" I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm not really here for the money." Okay, well, he gave me a nice raise, and I've been able to live comfortably. I have a car that starts. I have a roof over my head that I like. I have food in my fridge that's healthy. And probably 4, 5, 6 times since then, Alex would come up to me and he would offer me a raise. Or he'd call me into his office and he'd offer me a raise. And I'd say, "Well, let's hire another crew member." Okay, they go out and hire another crew member. Come to me again. "Hey, let's give you a raise." "That's all right, Alex. Hire another crew member." Okay, hires another crew member. Comes up to me again. Says, "Hey, man, I've been talking about giving you a raise for a long time. Let's get that raise." I said, "Alex, that's okay. Let's hire another crew member." And he says, "Well, why don't you go out and hire a crew member?" I went out and I hired Rob Agueros. Been working here for probably 5 years or so now. That's how things work at InfoWars. In fact, I mean, this all came out in court anyway, so I don't even care. Alex was so frustrated that I wouldn't take a raise that he gave me his car. And he was like, "Look, I can't give you a raise. We're out of money now. I've been telling you I'd give you a raise, but we're out of money. There's no money now. How about I just give you a car as a form of a raise instead? How about that?" See, there's nothing I've said that they don't already know. There's nothing I've said that hasn't already come out in court filings. There's nothing I've said that probably when they come and investigate Alex and myself for January 6th or all this other garbage that they haven't already seen. But see, that's what I'm saying. Then they go out in the media and they say, "Alex has hundreds of millions of dollars." And then they go out in the media or people doing commentary on Alex. "Alex is owned by this group," or "Alex is owned by that group." So I've seen the lies. I've seen how they build a lie. I've seen how they spin the narrative. And I've seen how people respond to it in a completely inaccurate way. So I'm not going to spend any more time on that. But when I heard Alex talking about the future of InfoWars and the big, I mean, I guess you want to say the next big court date coming up, September 24th, it really hit me. Because I fall into it too, where it's just, you know, you're walking through the trenches every day, and eventually the noise of the mortars going off around you, it's just like, it just eventually just goes away. You don't even hear it anymore. But I just hope people understand, whether you like Alex or hate Alex, that the fate of InfoWars will ultimately be the fate of the First Amendment and free speech and independent media in this country. Now, they could shut this place down, but that doesn't mean it has to be the fate. You see, if they shut this place down and InfoWars gets resurrected in a sense, or InfoWars gets that mantle of the true independent, anti-corruption, free speech media, and that legacy is finally enshrined, then maybe there's a chance for the First Amendment. But if they shut this place down, and it's just like when they censored us, and just like when they sued us, and it barely gets a murmur, and not nearly enough attention, and not nearly enough panic, and not nearly enough of a sense of urgency, then all these other people that are building their empires now and building their castles now, and good for them, if they don't realize their fate will be the fate of InfoWars, then they're just still not quite there. And if you think for one second, whatever the case is with Lauren Chen and Tenet Media, if you think for one second that's a big story and that's a big deal, then you've just swung and missed at a ball in the dirt. A dirt ball. So I'm going to move on from that. The big story is that it's the FBI and the DOJ setting up the Democrats to refuse to certify Trump's election, say it was Russian interference, Russian hacking, Russian influence. And then it's Hunter Biden pleading guilty out of nowhere today so they can avoid going to trial, so that the whole Biden crime family syndicate does not get blown up, taking millions of dollars from all these foreign countries. And I'm supposed to sit here and freak out at this Lauren Chen Tenet Media thing when I've got the Israel lobby that buys out our Congress every election cycle for hundreds of millions of dollars. I've got the son of the current president of the United States working as a rat hole and a middleman taking millions of dollars from foreign countries. I've got the last two governors of New York, Hochul and Cuomo, with Chinese agents in their administration. I've got the Chinese Communist Party running the Confucius Institute at American universities. Oh, and I'm going to sit here and be told by the DOJ and the FBI, hey, look, it's Russia. And they paid like $10 million to this Lauren Chen and Tenet Media. Oh, yeah. And then because people don't like Lauren Chen's commentary, they pile on. And by the way, I've been critical of the political purists. I've been critical of the people that say, oh, I'm not voting Trump anymore. He's not strong enough on abortion. I've been critical of those people. Lauren Chen was one of those people. I'm remaining consistent. So when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on with the Hunter Biden case, why he pled guilty. But hey, no FBI indictments, no DOJ press conferences, the president's son taking millions of dollars. That's fine.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Prosecutors were shocked today. They were not expecting Hunter Biden to change his plea to guilty. They were expecting this thing to go to trial. They had dozens of witnesses lined up, and he changed his plea. And I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here. And I'm sure there's some seen and some unseen, maybe some stuff going on between the Bidens personally and then larger the Democrat Party politics of it all. How did the Democrats run a coup on Joe Biden? How were they able to pull it off? Well, surface level, and I'm sure that this is a major player, surface level, he had a disastrous debate, and they probably realized after that, if not before that, that this guy just can't hack it. He's really waning with his health, physically, mentally. He cannot do an election cycle. Just, it's not going to work. And we already hit him one time, but we had COVID as an excuse. I don't think we can hide him this time. And the Democrat power brokers are thinking, well, we can't have Biden at the top of the ticket because it hurts us down ballot. It'll hurt us in governor races and Senate races and House races. So we got to get somebody else on the top of the ticket because this could cost us dearly in these other races. But how do you get rid of Joe Biden? He's the president. You've been telling us he's the greatest president of all time. You've been talking about how he's sharp as a tack was their talking point. So how do you just remove him and get people not to question things? Well, maybe you approach him and you say, look, here's the deal. Your son is about to be in court. And all of the money that he was funneling to you and taking some for himself with all these foreign countries and foreign deals and never registered as a foreign agent. You know, this is either going to destroy you or we're going to let it destroy you. And our friends in the media will report on it. Or you can just ride off into the sunset, take all your stolen loot, spend the rest of your years or months, whatever you got left with your family. You can pardon Hunter. It won't look bad because you're running for re-election, so you can pardon him. It'll be fine. And just go quietly. Just go quietly. I'm guessing it went down something like that. But then there's the Kamala Harris angle. And I was asking yesterday, you know, why go with Kamala Harris? Because listen to this. Do you remember this? This was AOC about a week or two before they ran the coup on Joe Biden, and it was getting obvious at that point that they wanted to get rid of Joe. And so you had some Democrats saying he's got to go. You had other Democrats saying, no, we've got to keep Joe. He's the president. But listen here to what AOC said a couple weeks before they ran the coup on Biden in clip 5.
A huge amount of the donor class and a huge amount of these elites and a huge amount of these folks in these rooms that I see that are pushing for President Biden to not be the nominee also are not interested in seeing the vice president being the nominee.
So they didn't want Kamala either. They didn't want Kamala either. So was that kind of Joe's like last revenge, giving them Kamala? Or did nobody else want to step up and run against Donald Trump, so they were forced to go with Kamala? But getting back to the Hunter Biden to change plea to guilty in federal case. Again, totally unexpected. They had dozens of witnesses lined up. I mean, folks, it was going to expose not just the money aspect of this, but the prostitution angle of this as well, which, I mean, who knows where all that goes. So I think the deal has clearly been made here. Hunter Biden pleads guilty. They avoid all the witnesses and everything else going on in a long trial that's going to be covered by the media and scrutinized every day. They don't see the prostitutes and the pimps. They don't see the million-dollar checks and wire transfers and everything else. Just shut the door on it. Okay. Oh, it's just a tax evasion thing. No big deal. And then Big Papa Joe pardons him before he leaves office, which they'll probably do after the election. Now, what's unfortunate, hey, look, Biden's out of the race, so we're not really dealing with Joe Biden anymore. And yet, to let this thing go away is a travesty in a way. Now, I'd trade it. I'd trade it immediately. I'd trade it 100 out of 100 times. Let the Biden crime family get away with their stolen loot. Let the Biden crime family get away with selling this country out. If that meant we get to take our country back, we get to stop all the corruption, we get to save the country from utter destruction and communism and open border invasions and everything else, I'm not saying that that is the trade-off we're getting. I'm just saying I would accept it. Otherwise, this is a travesty of justice if the Bidens can get away with this. And that's why it's such a joke. And let's see. Congress comes back in session. They've talked about impeaching Biden. It's a worthless endeavor at this point, unless you want to just expose this stuff. They do have new bank records that they're going to show eventually. I don't know when, but they do have new bank records. And keep in mind, there are Democrats on these committees as well, the Judicial Committee and the Oversight Committee. So maybe they're coming in, whether Biden's involved in these meetings or not, but they're coming into these Democrat meetings and they're saying, hey, the Republicans got more bank records coming. They got more wire transfers coming. They got more checks coming that are going to show Hunter Biden getting paid all this money and other members of the Biden family, and then a wire transfer or a check to Joe Biden for 10% of the money that they got. And so they're probably telling the Democrats, they're like, look, I'm on the Oversight Committee. I'm on the Judicial Committee. This is all coming out. It's going to be open shut. The Bidens were getting paid for foreign influence. We got to get them out of the race. This is going to drop in September. This is going to drop in October. So the Republicans might still drop it, but they had to get Biden out of the way, and now they're trying to close this other angle of it with the Hunter Biden tax evasion. But I think you still have to go through with this if you are the Oversight Committee, if you are the Judicial Committee. You still have to go through with this. You still have to show the American people. Sticking it to Biden, I don't know what the effect is on Harris's campaign. It's not going to be positive, certainly, but I don't know how much of a negative it is. But it has to be done. It absolutely has to be done. And think about how bad it was going to be for the Bidens that Hunter has decided to plead guilty. Because, folks, he could have gone through this trial and delayed it. He could have gone through this trial, and who knows what the results could have been. Delayed it, whatever, maybe a more favorable result. Pleads guilty last minute to avoid all of the witnesses and evidence from coming out. That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is. So I don't know what the math is on 3 years of taxes where he owed $1.4 million, but he was obviously making millions of dollars as a unregistered foreign agent selling influence to foreign countries, being the president, the vice president's son. But was there a DOJ FBI hearing on that? No.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you. the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
How much money did Hunter Biden make selling foreign influence and access to his daddy, then Vice President Joe Biden? How much did Hunter Biden make? And when will the DOJ and the FBI, when will they be having their press conference on that scandal? No, well, it's true, actually, though, Lauren Chen, she was the president. Oh, no, she wasn't. Well, she was the vice president? Oh, no, it wasn't that either. Maybe her parents were in the Senate. No, actually, she's Canadian. Oh, okay. But that's the big thing. Hey, don't worry about the Biden crime family over here and, you know, Hunter Biden with his millions of dollars selling foreign influence to his daddy, the vice president. That's not the story. No. And isn't it ironic, Tim Pool announces litigation against the Kamala Harris campaign, and then 2 days later, he's on a FBI indictment. But to be fair, he's actually depicted as the victim in all of this. So the whole thing is just pathetic, quite frankly. The whole thing is just a joke. Yeah, I'm still waiting to find out when the DOJ and the FBI are going to be doing their press conference on the Chinese agent that was working for Governor Andrew Cuomo and Governor Kathy Hochul. Still waiting for that press conference. Probably shouldn't hold my breath, though. Probably shouldn't hold my breath. And certainly the Israel lobby spending hundreds of millions of dollars every election cycle is not foreign influence that you should be worried about, even though we spend $2 trillion of war in the Middle East. Oh, it's all so frustrating. It's all so frustrating. All right. Well, we know where our money comes from. It comes from you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are eternally grateful for that. We thank you for that, purchasing supplements that make you healthy or some InfoWars memorabilia just to show you supported us and just to have some InfoWars memorabilia, some InfoWars lore. I think we still have some of the limited edition gold bars available. They're, if they're not sold out yet, but I think there's still some. It's just a great way to support us, but really, it's a piece of InfoWars memorabilia that is, I mean, who knows? Who knows how much longer we could be here? Could be your last opportunity to get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia, and that's the InfoWars gold bar card that we have going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So I think we still have some of that left, but it's limited edition, so when it sells out, it's gone. But we do have some remaining of the InfoWars exclusive limited edition proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible. So this is a collectible for you to just show that you supported the InfoWar, but it's a piece of InfoWars memorabilia of this legendary network that the corrupt establishment, deep state, Democrats, communists want off the air. So truly leading the way, InfoWars, and it's you supporting us through the years that made it possible. But get a great product as well while they are available for your own health and your own well-being. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus every day, like Bodies, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, getting a good night's sleep with good night's sleep from InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. So very important to support your health with these great products and support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I got a ton of this illegal immigrant news. It's just absolutely insane. And then you've got a new DOJ chief. You know, I've got an interesting take on this. We'll do this coming up in the next hour. But again, when you have DOJ officials admitting that the entire thing against Trump is fake and political persecution, but now they're going after somebody I don't like, and they're going after somebody I disagree with, so now it's real. Please don't do that. Do better. Please do better. In the meantime, we're not even going to get answers. You know, Trump is due to go back to Butler, Pennsylvania, pretty soon. I forget when that is. Most agents guarding Trump during assassination attempt were Homeland Security personnel who took a 2-hour online webinar. That was their training, folks, an online webinar. We all know how serious people take those. Here's Josh Howley breaking it down in clip 2.
So what now are we hearing from whistleblowers, Senator?
Well, what I've heard tonight, Jesse, is that most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a 2-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The President of the United States, former President of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They all got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
You're saying, and if we're to believe that there's this big Iranian threat, that this is coming down the pike and they had to beef up security, their idea of beefing up security was not putting more Secret Service agents and counter snipers, was just throwing in a bunch of guys that have never done this before from Homeland Security and sending them into some Zoom training that didn't work?
That's exactly right. I'm told that actually agents, Homeland Security agents, were pulled off of child exploitation cases, child endangerment cases, the stuff they normally do. They don't normally do protective detail work at all. They were pulled off those cases and said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway. Jesse, this is a nightmare, and we still have no answers. The only reason we know this stuff is because of whistleblowers. It's outrageous.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and notice you've got nothing from the special House committee that's supposed to be investigating this. Nothing. It's been all other members of Congress and the members of the House that were left out that are doing any proactive measures as far as trying to get the American people answers. And look, there's still plenty of questions, and I'm sure that by now they've erased any evidence trail, but criminal negligence is where this starts. And then I mean, maybe just outright attempted murder or assassination, it might be that's kind of your range right here, is that they tried to get Trump killed versus this was just criminal negligence. But it's pretty clear at this point They did not want Trump to have good Secret Service. They did not want Trump to be properly protected. And so you kind of just, if you're giving, if you're going to give the benefit of the doubt here, if you're going to go with the least of all evils, they had intentionally the worst possible detail and protection for Trump so that you could have the environment where somebody could take a shot at him and get away with it. And that's what happened. So that's not even really up for debate. Now, again, can we get the evidence that it was done intentionally? Can we get the evidence that it was done with malice? Can we get the evidence that they wanted Trump dead and prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? I don't know. If that evidence ever existed, it's probably long gone by now. And unfortunately, the official House committee is just doing nothing. But criminal negligence, a man died. Criminal negligence is the very minimum that we should be dealing with here. And where are the follow-up hearings with Director Chris Wray, with former Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle, and now sitting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe? Where are the follow-up hearings? Are we going to get them when Congress comes back into session? Probably not. And if you remember, Ray and Roe and Cheadle all, and you hear this all the time at these hearings, oh, we'll get you those answers. Oh, we'll search for that. I don't have that on me right now. I'll get that to you. Well, whatever happens to that? Are we going to get any follow-up here? So I would say it's pretty damning at this point. The leadership at the Secret Service, unless they can prove otherwise, intentionally stood down the detail, intentionally tried to create an environment where Trump could get shot and killed. That's what this looks like, at the very least. At the very least. But then you get into the shooter himself, and you wonder if he didn't have handlers, and if there wasn't something else going on behind his activities. But we don't get any answers. We get nothing. But hey, trust the government when it's convenient for you.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, Aaron Rufar is just a complete lying scumbag. leftist. And yesterday he said, Trump does not have a single campaign event this week. According to his website, his next scheduled public appearance is Saturday in Wisconsin. This is either a lazy leftist media hack or a lying scumbag. Probably both. Aaron Rupar. I think he's New York Times, guys. I pull up. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Trump did a two-hour town hall last night. You absolute phony. You absolute lazy liberal douchebag. Trump did a two-hour town hall last night. The first hour aired on Hannity last night. The second hour is going to air tonight. And that was supposed to be a presidential debate. But Kamala Harris refused to show up. By the way, the next presidential debate is not going to have an audience either. I just don't get that. Why not have an audience? Because they know the whole thing will be in support of Trump. So, but not only did Trump have the town hall last night that was supposed to be a presidential debate, but Harris chickened out. Trump today talked about his economic policies at length. By the way, at length in New York City. And so here was some of that in clip 13.
To further support the revival of American manufacturing, my plan calls for expanded R&D tax credits, 100% bonus depreciation, expensing for new manufacturing investments, and a reduction in the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15% solely for companies that make their product in America. You have to make your product in America. If you outsource, offshore, or replace American workers, you are not eligible for any of these benefits. In fact, you will pay a very substantial tariff that comes in from another country that's made in another country and comes in. There'll be a big tariff on that product because we want to make our goods in America, and most of them we can. My message is simple. Make your product here in America and only in America. We are not going to be taken advantage of anymore, just as we made great inroads and progress 4 years ago. We made tremendous inroads on this subject. We're not going to watch our wealth and jobs get ripped away from us and sent to foreign countries, which is what's been happening for many, many decades with us. China was built on doing exactly what we're going to be doing. And what I started doing 4 years ago, what we're putting forward is the most pro-American manufacturing and jobs policy in modern history for any country. This plan will bring jobs and growth into our country at levels never seen before. Every business on earth will flock to America from Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and all over the world.
Now, this policy is of the utmost importance and cannot be overstated. And really, Trump, I think, should be even more hardcore with it. How do all of these manufacturing and production plants end up in foreign countries like China? Because of bad policy. Now, you can get into, you know, I'm sure there's money that gets thrown around, of course, lobbying groups and everything else that buy off members of Congress to vote on bills so that they can have the cheapest manufacturing possible and make the most profit by shipping jobs to China. But it's simple. I mean, it's basically two policies. You change this whole thing overnight. You cut corporate tax rates. I'd cut payroll taxes, everything. Just cut them all. But you cut the corporate tax so that it's cheaper than manufacturing in China or anywhere else. And then you impose a tariff if you want to bring your goods into the country, and you just totally flip it and you make it more profitable for countries to operate in America. Those two policies right there will change that entire thing that's been going on.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
NBC Chicago. Headline. What is Tren de Aragua? So this Venezuelan gang that the Biden administration has let in, I mean, folks, it's not rhetoric. Venezuela has literally emptied its prisons and sent the gangsters to the United States of America. They've sent the gangs here. Who knows how many? Tens of thousands? So this is the headline, Tren de Aragua in Chicago. It's now officially in Chicago. Now, Telemundo Chicago and NBC Chicago have been reporting on the gang's presence in the U.S. for months. Specifically Chicago, they say it has at least 5,000 known members. And it's such a big story now, it's a headline in Chicago. What is Tren de Aragua? Chicago police called over armed Venezuelan migrants in apartment complex. That was this week in the South Side. But then, oh, it's not the border invasion that's causing this. No. It's your rhetoric. That's the Chicago Tribune. Experts say anti-immigrant rhetoric led to viral and incorrect allegations of a migrant takeover. Oh, just F right off. Anti-immigrant rhetoric led to viral and incorrect allegations of migrant takeover. I mean, just that headline alone, you could break it down. What anti-immigrant rhetoric are you talking about? If you're anti-illegal border crossings, that doesn't make you anti-immigrant. If you want legal immigration and not illegal border crossings, that's probably more pro-immigrant than anything else. If you don't like criminals skipping the line, that's probably pro-immigration. So even that right there is a complete misnomer. Incorrect allegations of a migrant takeover. Incorrect. We've just seen the videos. We've just had eyewitness accounts. We've just seen more than 10 million, 50 million. Last night, Trump said it was 21 million illegal border crossings. I don't know where he gets the number, but yeah, on record, it's 12 million that they have. And then what, maybe 5 million getaways? So I'd say, I mean, 15 million is probably a conservative estimate since Biden took office. And then they say, oh, it's down. It's down. Border crossings are down. So it's not the open border policy and the welfare and everything else, or Venezuela emptying its prisons. It's your rhetoric that led to the takeover that doesn't exist. And then I see this other story that I see from the left all the time, like this complete loser. I mean, it's unbelievable people like this even exist. You wonder if they're even human. David Pakman, have you seen this guy? He's a living and breathing embodiment of Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. I mean, folks, it's like if you wanted to make a human out of Butthead from Beavis and Butthead, David Pakman is your guy. And he just happens to be a left-wing commentator. And he does this segment. And this is all the left-wing talking points. Migrants, illegal border crossers commit less crime than American citizens. So what's your point?
So we should just open up our country for anybody to come in because they commit less crimes per capita? By the way, crossing the border illegally is a crime, jackass. So if you cross the border illegally, actually 100% of them commit crimes. The migrants commit less crime per capita. Oh, now they care about per capita. The migrants commit less crimes than American citizens. So what? So we should let them in? Explain that logic to me. Because you support this. Haitian migrant accused of molesting child is in the United States via controversial Biden-Harris program. So if you support the Biden-Harris border policy, you just got a 10-year-old boy raped. And by the way, since you're against now presidential immunity, okay, you're against presidential immunity. So I want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Mayorkas charged for aiding and abetting in the rape of a 10-year-old boy. I want them charged. There's no presidential immunity, right? You don't believe. You, the liberal. You don't believe in presidential immunity anymore. So I want Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Mayorkas, I want all of them charged for every migrant that has raped or murdered somebody. I want them charged for aiding and abetting. I want them to spend the rest of their life in prison for aiding and abetting this crime, right? That's your logic. Not mine. That's your logic. You, the liberal, that doesn't believe in presidential immunity now. Here's the report on the Haitian pedophile brought in by the Biden-Harris border policy in clip four.
This Haitian man who arrived to the U.S. under the Biden administration's controversial mass parole program, now charged with sexual assault of a young boy. Bill Malusian live in L.A. with details on what we're learning on this. Bill, hello.
Yeah, Bill, good morning to you. It happened again. Our sources tell us that yet another Haitian migrant who first flew into the U.S. last year as part of the Biden administration's controversial migrant flights program is now charged with sex crimes against a child in Massachusetts. Take a look. Multiple law enforcement sources tell Fox News that 18-year-old Haitian migrant Akeem Mark Desire was arrested by police in Mansfield last week. That's about 45 minutes south of Boston for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old boy who lives near him. He is now in ICE custody. Now, we're told he first flew in the U.S. last June as part of the Biden administration's mass parole program for Haitians, and he's now charged with indecent assault and battery on a child under age 14. Now, this is actually the second time this has happened in recent months. In March, you might remember, another Haitian national who flew into the U.S. via this Biden parole program last June, Corey Alvarez, was charged with aggravated child rape after prosecutors say he raped a girl inside of a migrant hotel outside of Boston. Controversy continues to surround this migrant flights program. Just last week, DHS restarted the program with, quote, additional vetting after it had been put on pause in July after an internal report found significant amounts of fraud in the program. That included 100,000 applications being filled out by the same 3,000 serial sponsors, phone numbers belonging to dead people, and repeat addresses used hundreds of times, including storage units. And back out here live with this latest arrest, this is now the second time this year, just in Massachusetts alone, that a child has allegedly been sexually victimized by a Haitian migrant who didn't walk across the border illegally, but instead was allowed to fly into the U.S. directly as part of this Biden-Harris administration program.
All right, liberals, so there's no presidential immunity. And so, therefore, Biden and well, I guess just Biden, he's the president. He is aiding and abetting in the rape of children. So I want him charged for aiding and abetting in the rape of children. That's your logic, not mine. You're the ones that think presidential immunity should be tossed out. So let's go ahead and get Biden involved in this now. Flew in. It's worse, though. That other case he mentioned. ICE finds and arrests Haitian migrant who was released on $500 bond after being charged with raping a child in Massachusetts. Released on $500 bond, ladies and gentlemen, by a liberal district attorney and a liberal judicial system in Boston.
released on bond, flew into the country by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, flown in, rapes a kid, released on bond. But they commit less crime per capita than U.S. citizens. So what are you complaining about? U.S. Army allegedly caught protecting foreign invaders at New York City hotel. Citizen confronts military presence and demands answers. That was Jason Goodman, and this was on video at the Wolcott Hotel in New York City. Yeah, they have more security for the illegal aliens at these hotels than they have at the southern border. You get stronger police protection, and New York City signed a deal with the National Guard too, by the way, because the police are so overwhelmed. So if you're seeing National Guard on the streets of New York, that's because the police are overwhelmed. They had to sign a deal with the National Guard. Now, there's another rumor going on about that. I'll address in a second here. But you get more law enforcement protection at a illegal alien hotel than you get at the southern border. You get more law enforcement protection at an illegal alien hotel than you will get at your average city because the Democrats have defunded the police. And if you go in there, they look at you and they have a problem with you. Yeah, it's kind of like that video. And it might have even been Rob that was shooting that video. When we're down at the border during the middle of the night and they're bringing in the busloads. Was that you that shot that video, Rob? Yeah. And they're bringing in the busloads of illegal migrants. And we're sitting there filming. And they have Border Patrol and these other law enforcement people come in. They try to shut me down and they try to turn off our cameras and they try to tell the media, get out of the way and everything. And I just go off. It's like a 10-minute rant. Rob Dew is there. And people share this video. And I guess, you know, it's just one of those things that's just like a timeless classic. And so they don't even know. It's like they don't even really know who I am or InfoWars is. It's just everywhere now. It's probably been seen 100 million, 500 million times. And I'll see people will upload this to their X account, their Instagram account. And they'll just be like, oh, look at this great American telling off the Border Patrol. Or look at this, you know, great American. Look at this independent journalist. And it just goes viral every time. Million views every time somebody puts it up. And so, but it's like the same thing. Oh, I'm the bad guy. Isn't that ironic? On our own website, it's so it's so funny. I mean, it is what it is, folks. When you're the cutting edge, and you're the most censored and persecuted people in the world and in the media, you know, that's just what happens. On our own platform, it gets 500,000 views. On our own platform, it gets 500,000 views. People take that video and they upload it to their Instagram and their X and their YouTube and their Facebook. Million views every time. Million views every time. Sometimes they even will cut off our bug, but, you know, luckily our bug is on there, so maybe they go to Band Out Video, but they don't tag InfoWars. They don't tag me. I'm not even complaining. It's like, again, we do this because people need to see this, but it's the same thing. So we go down there with a crew, and those law enforcement agents say, hey, get out of the way. Hey, stop filming. Hey, stop shooting a report on this. Hey. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a dirty American. Do we have the audio of this too? So, but that's what I'm saying. So Goodman goes into the hotel and he's like, what's the deal? You got this hotel for illegal migrants. It's being paid for by my tax dollars. Oh, you got to get out of here though. You dirty American. He's just sitting there filming. Hey, whoa, look, Jason Goodman here, and we got military outside of this hotel. Let's see what's going on. You got to get out of here. This hotel isn't for you anymore, you dirty American. This hotel is for the illegal aliens. Get the hell out and turn off your camera and stop that report right now. Shut it down. It's like, what is the message there? This isn't your country anymore.
This is not your country anymore. Yeah, look, you can't film here. You shut this down.
You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way.
Yeah, start it from the top real quick.
Stinking Americans.
I'm sorry.
Your country gets more. Yeah, you dirty Americans. Get out of the way. This is the illegal immigrants country. What do you guys think you're doing? This country's for illegal immigrants. You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way. How rude of you. How rude of you to think you have a country anymore. Hey, let's get another truck up here so no media can see this. In fact, let's just ban the media. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to shut your cameras off. We cannot document Biden's border invasion, okay? Everybody shut your cameras down. No free speech. The Border Patrol's here to tell me to shut up, too. Sir, he says, an American citizen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy's ridiculous.
Allow the other media to be able to cover this.
No media. No media, though. Hey, no media. Nobody see the illegal immigrants. It's not happening. It's not happening. Sir, am I okay to be upset? Do I have the right to redress grievances here?
But you're being discourteous to your
country. I'm being discourteous. A wide open border, but I'm being discourteous. I love it.
Allow them to
I love it. They can record. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping them except you guys. Look, she's trying to stop the media. You guys don't want us to see this. You drove a bus through a ravine. You drove a bus through a ravine so we couldn't see this. Do you think the American people are stupid?
And by the way, and so it's Jason Goodman. It's me. I believe Anthony Rubin from Muckraker went into one of their facilities. They chased him, kicked him out. I think Taylor Hansen from the Russian arm, Tenet Media. I mean, oh, look out. Those Russians want America to be pro-life and have a border. You know, they're so dirty. Those damn Russians. They're the bad guys here. And so I think it was Taylor Hansen who went into one of their facilities, too. They chased him out. So what? How do you even explain this? They take our money and they fly them in. They give them 3 meals a day. They give them a shelter. And then you're not even allowed to question it. You're not even allowed to film it. And they get more law enforcement protection than you, the American citizen. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Let's do this. This is from Steven Crowder's Mug Club, and they have a DOJ chief undercover admitting that all the Trump indictments are politically motivated and a total sham. Oh, but yeah, I'm sure this latest thing with the DOJ and the FBI is totally legitimate. It's not about the election and bringing back the Russian conspiracy hoax. Oh, no. So this is incredible. They've just released this clip 12.
He's stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it for the case. Not to
To make him a convict, a convicted felon. Maybe that's his captaincy. He's a convicted felon.
A travesty of justice. A mockery of justice.
A mockery of justice. It's criminal behavior is what it is. But, oh, the DOJ, you know, they're honest now.
Let me be clear about something on the outset. The person you'll be watching today is not the bad guy here. Unwitting whistleblower? Yeah. Nicholas Biasi is the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York. Something you may be familiar with, and the most prominent federal trial court in America.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did.
And the whole thing is the stuff. They're just out to get him.
And that's why I like the surging of the politics. You know, it's a perversion of justice.
He's stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it for the case.
No,
the honesty, I think the case is nonsense.
State levels are the wild west. They're like idiots. They don't care. They're all political. So, yeah. This guy's probably going to try to lock them up. And there is going to be, it's going to be ugly. They're so obsessed with getting here.
All right.
So let's address this real quick again. For the full video, Stephen Crowder with the Mug Club. I just can't help myself. Part of me thinks that this guy did it intentionally, and he's just so sick of the corruption, and who knows, maybe he reached out and he said, look, I want to blow the whistle, but I don't know what to do. Why don't you send out an undercover journalist and pretend we're at lunch, and I'll just say all this stuff. Just saying. Yeah. People are so sick of this corruption, there's going to be all kinds of ways people try to expose it, but September 18th is Trump's sentencing date, and the rumor is that there's all of these National Guards in New York City preparing for that, and maybe in anticipation that the police refuse to take him to Rikers Island. I don't know if there's really anything to that, because the truth is that the police reached a deal with the National Guard a while ago to help them with law enforcement at the street level. So that's why you see all the National Guard. I don't think that has anything to do with the sentencing thing, but people are saying that's the case. But it is going to be September 18th. I don't know. I mean, will they arrest Donald Trump? Will they actually send him to jail? I could see it going either way. Part of me says there's no way, because they know it will be more of a backfire and it will expose them more. But then another part of me says, but these people are just unhinged right now and they want Trump in jail. They want him in jail. It's like a sexual thing for them. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. See what happens in, I guess that's, 2 weeks away now. But everybody knows. So I don't know if that I don't know if that guy knew he was being filmed or not. I'm just speculating. Now, where are the hearings? So this is what's so frustrating. Whether it's James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, Project Veritas, or now the Mug Club, they do this incredible undercover work. Their journalists go undercover, risk a lot. And they get this stuff, and then there's no hearings. They're never called to testify. This guy, put it back up on the screen with the tweet so I can get his name right. This guy needs to be called for a hearing immediately. Immediately. I'm so sick of good Americans putting in the work to expose the corruption and getting censored and everything else, and we get nothing from our representatives. Nothing. How has Alex Jones not been called as a witness, as an expert witness, to testify on internet censorship? Why hasn't this guy, Nicholas Biasi, Chief of Public Affairs, U.S. Department of Justice, Southern District of New York, admitting the whole thing against Trump is fake? Hi, Republicans. Hi, Mike Johnson. Hi, Mike Johnson. Paging Mike Johnson. Are you awake? Are you alive? Are you aware? Are you doing anything as the Speaker of the House? This guy needs to be testifying in front of a committee when Congress is back in session. But they won't do anything. They're bums. I'm sick of them. They're bums.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Democrat Party are such a joke. Vladimir Putin is now trolling them, saying he supports Kamala Harris. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. My guess is there's probably two sides to this coin. But here it is. Here is Putin during a televised interview trolling the pathetic American media and liberal Democrats in clip 14.
If we can name a favorite candidate, it used to be Joe Biden, but now he is not participating in the election campaign, and he recommended all his allies to support Ms. Harris. So that is what we are going to do. So it was, well, he said that we should, that is why we should also do that. Well, she's laughing. Her laugh is so fascinating. It means that everything is good, and if everything is good. It means that, for instance, if we're speaking about Joe Biden, there are so many sanctions against Russia introduced, and if everything is good with Ms. Harris, maybe she'll refrain herself from such measures, or maybe she'll change them. So in the end, it will be the choice of the U.S. people, and we will respect this choice.
So, look, he's obviously trolling. And it's funny, actually, to Russians, the Russian media, the Russian government. Remember, like a couple years ago when that one Russian, I forget what role she has in the government, but she was doing the video where she's eating a strawberry, basically making fun of Western women because they aren't feminine anymore. But, you know, it's interesting what he talks about with the laugh. And this is actually, it's trolling, but there's a kind of a serious thing going on there where he talks about Kamala's laugh and how she's always laughing. It means everything's good. And so that's the big joke. That's the big joke, is that, is everything good? You see Kamala Harris laughing her way through the vice presidency. You see Kamala Harris laughing her way through the campaign. Is everything good? Yeah, Maria Zakharova, she runs, she's basically the Karine Jean-Pierre, if you will, who's gay. So Karine Jean-Pierre, she's gay. I'm guessing Maria's not. But is everything good? Because I don't think so. So you should be insulted. More Americans are having to choose between food and energy bills. That's CBS News. That's CBS News interviewing a lady in North Carolina. Sometimes I have to choose whether I'm going to pay the light bill, or do I pay all the rent, or buy food, or not let my son do a sport. But Kamala Harris is cackling and laughing, so everything must be good. And so that's the big joke. That's the big insult. And, you know, it would fly over most people's heads because, quite frankly, Putin's more intelligent than them in the American media and the U.S. government. But that's the big joke. It's like, oh, look, Kamala's laughing and giggling and cackling. Everything's fine. Everything's great. No, it's not. It's actually not. It's not great for the 13 Gold Star families because of the Abbey Gate debacle. It's not good for the families of people like Kate Steinle and Lake and Riley, who got killed and raped by illegal migrants let in by the Biden-Harris administration. It's not good for the Americans that are choosing what bill they have to pay to keep the electricity on or to pay their rent. No, it's actually not good, and she just laughs her way through it all. She's not serious, is the joke. She's not a serious person. She's not a serious candidate. But she's having a great time because it's all about her. See, she's laughing her way through everything. So everything must be good, but it's not. Now, who does Putin really want? Well, I would say he would want Trump probably for the sake of peace. If Putin wants peace, then he wants Trump. And I would say that with Trump, he's got a better chance of at least stopping the NATO expansion and stopping the militarization of Ukraine against Russia. So if Putin wants peace, he wants Trump. If Putin wants war, then he probably wants Biden and Harris. The expansion of NATO, the anti-Russian rhetoric, the militarization of Ukraine, that gives him an excuse to go to war. So it really just depends on what he wants. If Putin wants peace, he's for Trump. If he wants war, he's for Harris. So is Putin serious when he endorses Harris? Well, Harris is a joke. No world leader will take her seriously. And so if you're Putin and you're looking at this, okay, well, I'm on the world stage. She's on the world stage. Nobody takes her seriously, so I have the edge. Whereas if Trump's on the world stage and Putin's on the world stage, okay, that's a formidable adversary if you view it that way. Kamala Harris is not formidable to any world leader. She's a cackling joke of a vice president and a candidate for president. And everybody knows it, including Vladimir Putin. So they're laughing at us. Here's the media's response. And by the way, you know, maybe before I get to the media response here, they're claiming, again, look, I'll wait and see what the case is, but they're claiming, oh, look, this is Lauren Chen here, and she's being paid by Russians to influence a U.S. election. You do realize that Chen had been anti-Trump recently? So explain this one to me. So if the Kremlin, because they claim it's the Kremlin, I don't even believe that, but whatever, Russians, the Kremlin, who cares? If they're paying Chen to influence U.S. elections, then why was Lauren Chen anti-Trump and telling pro-lifers not to vote for Trump? Now, again, if you listen to this show, I've been against that. I've been against the pro-life hardliners saying, hey, we can't vote for Trump, even though I myself am pro-life. I understand what's at stake. We got to get Trump in office. So explain that logic to me. If Russia is so pro-Trump, why are they paying commentators and influencers to tell you not to vote Trump? Maybe Putin's being honest. Maybe he does like Harris. Grinning Vladimir Putin suggests support for Kamala Harris as U.S. accuses Russia of election interference. Oh, yeah, paying people to tell you not to vote for Trump. Russians mock U.S. election allegations as Putin teasingly says he supports Harris. Yeah, it's all a big joke. Merrick Garland is a joke. He's a joke. He's not a serious person. He can barely even talk without sniveling. Vladimir Putin trolls U.S. presidential race with endorsement of Kamala Harris. That's CNN. He's trolling. Democrat Representative Jake Auchincloss dismisses Vladimir Putin's support for Kamala Harris. So, again, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. He's probably trolling. Who knows who he... I don't think... To Putin, I don't think it makes a difference. He's going to do what he wants to do and what benefits Russia, in his eyes. Or himself. But it's funny, because these Democrats, they will take anything and always find a way to massage and spin so it fits their worldview. Here's a perfect example. This got seen 10 million times on one X post alone from an Instagram post. I paid less in taxes under Trump, but that's because of Obama. I pay more in taxes under Biden, but that's because of Trump. Wow. So again, anything happens and they find a way to twist it and spin it to fit their worldview. These are liberals. These are not smart people.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
Some international news we need to get to as well. But you've got the Democrats that are running for office right now avoiding the press at all costs. So let's see. Let's see here. Joe Biden, after the news today, was spotted in public with his son pleading guilty. Let's see if Joe Biden will ask if he will commute his son or pardon his son, if he'll answer the questions here. Clip 7, guys. Go ahead.
Mr. President, will you commute your son's sentence? Are you glad your son has fled in his case?
Can't be bothered.
Yes, the dulcet sounds of the auxiliary power unit on the helicopter.
We've got Fox.
Cannot be bothered to answer a question. Not Joe Biden. He's just the president. Don't bother with that. Okay, maybe Kamala Harris then. Let's see if Kamala will answer a question. Clip 6.
Madam Vice President, will you pardon Hunter Biden?
Okay. So all the Democrats are running from the press. Joe Biden runs from the press. Kamala Harris runs from the press. Tim Walz runs from the press. They all run from the press. But Kamala got called out for busing people. This was the local CBS News in Boston. Even they're calling her out for busing people in to her rally yesterday in Clip 8.
Behind me, hundreds of invited Harris supporters are leaving and boarding shuttle buses. This was a departure for Kamala Harris, leaving toss-up states to come to New Hampshire.
Oof. Man. Even the local news is reporting that they're all being bussed in. Yeah. Well, so much for that fake
hype. And they're not talking about Kamala Harris's crowds anymore either, are they? And then some New Hampshire voters were asked about if they supported Kamala. And it went like this in clip 10. And then give me clip 11 after that. Give me 10 and 11 back to back.
I think that the country is very divided.
Currently the wrong direction. Too divided.
Terrible. Open border. All those poor girls that got murdered. It breaks my heart. And I used to be a Democrat my whole life. I voted for JFK. But now I'm voting Trump all the way.
Very much in the wrong direction. I'm very unhappy with two new wars, Ukraine, what's going on in Israel, the inconsistency of the current administration's message about Israel.
This is my first time coming, and I wanted to support Trump, which I'm very nervous to say because I've never supported Trump. I've been a Democrat my whole life, but my mom's been a Republican. So I just never trusted him. I thought everything that they racist. I thought he was racist. I didn't like him. But this, the last 4 years, and then really doing my homework and my research is when I really found out it was a lot more to it. And so
Well, thank you.
Excited to be here.
Thank you, Sumaya. Thank you for taking a second to speak with us.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Or maybe this sums it up. This went totally viral. And, you know, sometimes it just takes the simplest statement to make all the sense in the world. Even this young blonde girl defeating all the stereotypes, even she has figured it out in clip 15.
Y'all, the truth is as simple as this. If Trump was going to do all the horrible things that they say he's going to do, he would have done them already. And if Harris was going to do all the amazing things that they say she's going to do, she would have done them already.
Any questions? I think that pretty much wraps that. By the way, I think that we have a video for this to kind of close out the situation with the illegal immigrants. Do we have the Chuck Schumer video that was brought to me? So let's hear this. So the Democrats bring in 20 million illegal aliens. They want them to vote, and they want them to be citizens, according to Chuck Schumer.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
However many there are. And that's the only way America is going to be successful, says Chuck Schumer. What a dickhead. Again, you, the American, you suck. You're worthless. You're trash. You're a dirty American, says that dirty, dirty rat. He's a dirty rat, Chuck Schumer. He's the biggest rat. You know, New York has a rat problem. Schumer's the biggest rat, but he got elected to Congress. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The only way America can be successful is if we legalize criminal aliens? What a jerk. But he said it. But we all know what's going on. They need the votes. The Democrats need the votes. They're losing their voter base. They are importing votes from the third world and offering them free stuff so that they'll vote Democrat. That's what's going on here. By the way, this is a Colorado resident talking about the Venezuelan gangs. His perspective from just moving there in clip 18.
Dude, I've lived in Colorado now for like, I don't know, 4 months. And, you know, you started hearing about like the migrants and stuff in Aurora. And then it like escalated. You know, they're taking over in like more than one apartment complexes and like extorting residents for rent. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, what are we doing? Like, they're saying that the police won't do anything, the feds won't do anything, marshals won't do anything. Okay,
Well, like, where are the bets at? Like, I'm dead ass. Hit me up. Like, if we can get a couple squads plus, this is an invasion. This is an enemy domestic. Holy shit. Let's do it.
Now, what's crazy about that commentary, it's two things. One, it's going to be the American gangs that end up dealing with it for their own self-interests. So you're going to have international gang warfare. They're going to be the ones dealing with it. So that'll be nice. When that pops off, I'd probably get out of town for a couple days. But, you know, kind of the deeper issue, it really just shows how the military has been abused and how the men and women of the military have been abused for special interests and foreign interests. And that's just the truth. And it's really sad. It's really a shame. Some of the best of us sign up to join the military, and they join it for the right reasons. And then they basically just get pawned off to special interests, the military-industrial complex, or fighting some other nation's wars like Israel and the Middle East. So, yeah, you're not going to get the military to come to the rescue for Americans. You're not going to get the military to come to the rescue and fight for American causes. They're too busy fighting for the military-industrial complex. They're too busy fighting for Israel. They're too busy fighting for other special interests. Not for you, the American, anymore. It's really upsetting, isn't it? And it's like, that's what you get. You get a foreign invasion at our southern border, and you're told to like it. And then the military gets sent to, you know, 50 other countries to go play in the sand or set up as an affront to Russia. It's an abuse of our military. It's our military being bought and paid for by dirty rats like Chuck Schumer, by the way. Yeah. Bring them home and put them to work to save the country. But that's not what the special interests want. That's not what the military-industrial complex wants. That's not what NATO wants. That's not what the Israeli lobby wants. So we don't get that. We get the invasion, and then we get foreign wars that we have to pay for.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Jesse Lee Peterson. It's going to be amazing, just like our products at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I don't know what my problem is when I don't take my good night's sleep. Something wrong with me. I always regret it the next day. So if you are in need of a good night's sleep, and if you are in need of a little aid to get your good night's sleep, that's the name of it. InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off, and it will help you get a nice, restful, rejuvenating night sleep so you can wake up the next day feeling refreshed and energized. Part of the InfoWars MD product line. 25% off, by the way. 25% off all the InfoWars MD products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's not just good night sleep, the great sleep aid. You also have Turmeric 95, the great turmeric supplement. It's just as good as Bodies. They're virtually the same product. Both of those are 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If Bodies runs out of stock, you can get Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 runs out of stock, you can get Bodies. Both 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. But there's just so many options there. Nerve Renew, Joint Support. I can just go on and on. Nitric Boost, though, 40% off. That's for your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. 40% off Nitric Boost. 40% off VasoBeat Complete. It's so important. Blood flow, cardiovascular health. What are you doing for that? If you don't have the answer, what am I doing for my cardiovascular health? If you don't have the answer, Nitric Boost, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. There's your answer right there. And you can read all the five-star reviews for yourself. For me, BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus every day before I go on the air. For maximum mental clarity and energy and focus for a three-hour transmission, BrainForce Ultra, the liquid tincture, or BrainForce Plus in the capsule. Both work great, both 40% off. These are just part of the sales we have going on our great products, our great supplements right now at InfoWarsStore.com to support your health. Now, again, if you heard the Alex Jones show, I don't know what the expiration date around here is. Obviously, they want us shut down. They've got us in the clamps right now. They're about to put us in the noose and try to take us off air. It's all in God's hands. But if you would like a piece of InfoWars memorabilia, if you would like a piece of InfoWars lore that you can have as a token that you supported us, or just a piece of historical memorabilia for us, we still have in stock, it's a limited edition, but we still have in stock the gold bar cards with the artwork designed by Alex Jones on the card, laminated with the gold bar insert. And that is a limited edition, limited time offer. And once it sells out, it's gone. So if you're looking to have that piece of InfoWars memorabilia in your memorabilia case or your collectible case, now is the time, because it's limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's just not only a great way to support us, but if you're looking for kind of a limited edition InfoWars collectible, that is what we have to offer you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We appreciate your continued support. You are what funds us. You are what keeps us on the air. If you like this show, if you like what InfoWars has done over the years, please shop with us at InfoWarsStore.com with our great products. All right, when we come back, the great Jesse Lee Peterson is going to be joining us. We've got Elon Musk warning about what the Democrats represent. We've got the New York Times saying it's time to get rid of the Constitution. We've got Kamala Harris, who says black people need different laws. I wonder what Jesse Lee Peterson thinks about all this. We'll find out on the other side. We'll be right back.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
61 days till the election, Jesse Lee Peterson. 61 days. And things are getting absolutely insane with 2 months to go. So before I get into my topical questions for you, I just want to get your general thoughts. With 2 months to go, where do you think we're at in terms of the 2024 presidential election? Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. It's amazing. I'm very concerned. I know that the Democratic Party is desperate, and at this point they would do anything to, quote-unquote, maintain power and control over the people, because that's what it's all about, controlling the people. It's not that they care. And my concern is that between now and November, and we haven't seen anything yet, it will get worse before it get better. My concern is for Donald Trump. I'm concerned that hopefully nothing seriously happens to him, because it is apparent, or it seemed to be, that they want this guy out by any means necessary. And so I just don't know what's going to happen next with that. But I am concerned that the people, not all, but the voters will fall for this feel-good feeling that the Democrats' party is putting on now, because they have nothing to say, hey, here's what we have done. This is good. We're just going to do more to make America great again. So they're desperately trying to make Americans feel good, and they're trying to divide, because they know that if they can divide us, if they can divide us based on race and all this other mess, they can win. So I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. I have a wait and see. I still believe and hope that Donald Trump will win, but you just don't know at this point. I have a wait and see. They know how to steal, and I just don't know if they would enhance that in some kind of way. I heard a report yesterday, I believe, on Fox, that they're trying to blame Russia again. They're saying that Russia's getting involved. And so when people are angry, angry people are very desperate, and desperate people would do whatever they can to get what they want. And if it means destroying you, they don't care, because they want what they want. And the Democratic Party, the liberal media, they are desperate at this point, and they might do anything.
Well, they definitely would do anything for power. And I think Kamala Harris, I think some of the direct threats that we have with a Kamala Harris presidency, I think she will shut down X. I would fully expect that. Political persecutions likely to continue. Yeah. But these people don't value the founding of the country and the founding documents. And they use the same old trope that, oh, you know, white racists and slave owners, so we should just, you know, discount them. This is a headline from the New York Times, very concerning. The Constitution is sacred, but is it also dangerous? Now, what's crazy about this, Jesse, is in the story itself, they basically are saying exactly what you would expect, but they're saying that Trump is the threat to the Constitution. So, okay, the Constitution is dangerous, but it's Trump that's the threat to the Constitution. You know, try to make sense of their logic, and you'll drive yourself crazy. You'll end up being a liberal, as crazy as them are. But wait a second. They're the ones that have actively engaged in censorship, with the Biden-Harris administration wanting censorship. They're the ones calling for the end of the Second Amendment as we know it.
So the truth is they view the Constitution as dangerous because it gives us rights, not from the government, but from God. So they're the ones that view the Constitution as dangerous. But then they also say, oh, Trump's a threat to the Constitution when they campaign against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Yeah.
Everything they have said and they are saying about Donald Trump is exactly what they have been doing and what they continue to do. They don't want the Constitution. They don't want it around. They have proven that already. And it's, as you said, it's not Donald Trump that is not trying to uphold the Constitution. It's them. And they don't want it around. Likewise, they're even talking about stacking the Supreme Court. They would do whatever it takes, man, to keep hold and control the people. They are not in support of the Constitution. They are not in support of shutting down the borders. They are not in support of the Second Amendment. They are not in support of anything that make America great. What has made us great, and if we continue with the Constitution doing what we should do, America would be even better. They don't want that. And they have proved that time and time and time again. And I was thinking about Kamala Harris, and that I was thinking that there is not one reason to vote for Kamala Harris. Not one. I couldn't even think of one reason.
Well, wait a second. She's a black woman. She's a black woman, Jesse.
She's black and female, they say. And that's the reason to vote for her. But what is really, really making them nervous, like no other time that I'm aware of, is that there are black Americans, especially black men, but some black women as well, who are not in support of Kamala Harris at all. They see no reason why to vote for her. They do not see her as being black. And so all of a sudden, and they're afraid right now. Believe me, they're afraid. I was in the black community last weekend, and I was stunned at some of the black people that I know and some of the friends and other people who said, no, they're not voting for her. Why should I vote for Kamala Harris, they say. And so they're very, very nervous about that. And that's why all of a sudden she's black. And when she goes into the black community or the southern area, she sounds like a southern woman, because they know that the black people are not in support of Kamala Harris. They're still angry at her for locking up so many black people when she was DA or whatever she was up there in San Francisco. They have not forgotten that. And they know that she's pretending to be black right now because she wants their vote, not because she cares about them at all. And I think that has them more afraid than anything else, because if they lose the black votes, it's not going to happen. They're not going to win.
That's why they're importing all the non-citizens and trying to get them voting as soon as possible, because they know that if they do lose the black American votes, then they're cooked. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And it's ironic enough.
They're mad about that, too. They're mad. Let me just throw this in. They're mad about that. The blacks are mad about that. The Democratic Party has put the illegal aliens ahead of the black people, the black citizens. In Chicago, I have family members in Chicago, and they are ticked because they have pushed blacks aside. And they're giving illegal aliens free houses, free money, free food, free everything. And the blacks have complained about that to city council, to the mayor, and no one cares. They have not changed it at all. And the blacks are ticked about that. They see for themselves that there have been displaced with the illegal alien vote over them. And they see this is because they're not waiting on the liberal media to tell them that this is happening. They feel the pain for themselves. They see what's going on in the black community. They see the lack of love from the Democratic Party, and they are not happy.
Yeah, they're like the used toy now that the Democrats are sick of. So they're tossing it aside for the illegal alien vote. But it's ironic because I think Kamala Harris will probably do more damage to the Democrats when it comes to black Americans voting than any other candidate has. And it's funny because they're trying to, you know, posture her as the black candidate, and it's not working. I mean, it's been a total failure.
Yeah. They are between, the Democrats are between a rock and a hard place right now, hard place. They really don't want Kamala Harris at all. They know that she doesn't have a chance. But what are they to do? November is coming really soon now. What are they to do at this time, right? And so they have, it's been said, I haven't seen the proof myself, that Barack Obama and his folks are behind the scene running this whole thing. And they are desperate to try to keep this woman from doing media. They're trying to keep her out of the way so that the people don't be reminded or won't be reminded that she's an empty shell. She really doesn't know what she's doing. She has no idea of what's going on. So they're trying desperately to keep her sheltered away from the people so they don't see or be reminded what she's all about.
Well, the proof is already there. I mean, she doesn't do interviews. Yeah. She doesn't talk to the press. They're basically hiding her for obvious reasons. And that clearly that's an agenda to keep her away from people. But you know, Jesse, I've been saying this too. I don't even think she knows who she is anymore. I think that I'm serious. I think that this woman has been faking her way. She's been faking it to make it for 30 years that she just really doesn't even know who she is. She doesn't know how she talks. She doesn't know what her natural body language is. She doesn't even know what she believes. And so she's finally reached this point. She's running for president. She's faked it all the way to this point. And now it's like, okay, got to get real. And it's like, crap, who am I? I don't even know who I am. And so like, this is why she comes on here and she talks differently in Detroit or in Atlanta or in Pittsburgh. It's like she doesn't even know who she is.
Absolutely. Amazing. Another thing that I found out that I wasn't aware of, the blacks are being told Kamala Harris is black. She's working hard on her career. She's finally getting ahead in America. And as black people, you owe it to her to help her further her career. Because for the blacks in America, it's hard, right? And they're trying to convince the black people that this is this woman's career. And somehow or another, they owe it to her to help her make it. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But they're even trying that on the black communities. Somehow or another, they owe it to her because she's black.
Well, yeah, that's the Joe Biden. If you don't vote Democrat, you're not black.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So what are you, Jesse? You're not black.
No, not black enough for them. That's what you're supposed to be, a conservative and a Republican and a support of the Great White Hope. But, you know, I just still don't believe that she has a chance. I just don't believe it. I don't believe the polls because they have lied before about, Donald Trump is behind. Donald Trump is going to lose. The polls lie, so I don't believe the polls. And so I'm encouraging the people to not be disappointed. Have a wait and see. Don't be afraid. Get out there and vote. Tell the people about Donald Trump. And just have a wait and see. And don't believe anything that the media is telling them at this point, but to wait and see. Don't be angry because they want us to be angry. They want the conservative. They want the supporters of Donald Trump to be angry because when you're angry, you tend to overreact to situations in life. And if they overreact to anything, they're going to lock them down and throw away the key and you'll never see them again. So I'm encouraging Donald Trump supporters, the conservatives, to not be angry. Whatever the outcome is, do not be angry because that's what they want.
Well, I'll address that in a second. But, you know, what's so strange about this election cycle is, yeah, Harris is the empty suit that they're putting in front of us. But we're not even really – we're not going up against Harris. It's like we're going up against a ghost or like a shadow or something. You know, we're going up against this machine. We're going up against voter fraud. And so that's really what we're up against here. And so that's the fight. But it's like, well, how do you fight a ghost? How do you fight this shadow government that's doing everything they can to install Harris? But, you know, you bring up this angry thing. I don't know how concerned I am about this, but I do think it's something to talk about. And maybe there's a reason to be concerned. If they do decide to arrest and imprison Donald Trump on September 18th, his sentencing date, if they do end up going forward with that and they arrest and imprison Trump, You know, they could be setting up another January 6th style thing where they try to get people upset and you know, maybe rioting or whatever. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what the approach to this is, because people have a right to be upset, obviously. But like you said, you can't get angry and you can't put yourself in a situation to make things worse. So, I mean, how do you prepare yourself with your talk show and your audience for a situation, let's say in 2 weeks, they do decide to throw Trump in prison?
I can promise you, man, there is never, ever, 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 but never, no matter what situations come in life, there's never, ever a reason to be angry. Never, because anger is evil. And when you're angry, it causes you to overreact, and you cannot see what you're doing, and you end up putting yourself in a terrible situation, and that's where your enemy wants you. So I highly recommend to people that they overcome the anger. Anger is not of God. He does not give us a spirit of fear, I mean of anger. Anger is purely of evil. And that's why I'm really encouraging people to drop the anger. And in life, you should always, always have a wait and see attitude about all things. And so when you have a wait and see, when it's time to take action, you will see clearly what to do. And I promise you, you would never fail. It's impossible to fail when you live in the presence of God, of right now, not thinking about the past or the future, but be right now. And when you're right now, he's with you, and he will give you the understanding and the knowledge and the insight of how to deal with it, all things at the time where you need to. So drop the anger and wait and see. And let's say that Donald Trump, they should try to put him in jail. I doubt that will happen, but I don't know at this time. Anything is possible. Don't worry about it. Have a wait and see. And if that should happen, I promise you we will have the right action, because we will not overreact out of anger. We will see in the right moment, in the presence of God, in the presence of good, you will see what to do. But you got to drop the anger. There's never a reason to be angry. That's why when salvation is about the heart, it's not about the vices. It's about the heart. When the heart overcome anger, which is the nature of the devil, of evil, God changes your heart from good, from evil to good, and then he gives you the power to deal with the issues of life on earth, because our battle is a spiritual battle. We are dealing with evil inside of our mind and emotions and inside of other people. And if you can't see what you're dealing with, you're never going to deal with evil in the right way. So you got to drop the anger. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you must forgive. There's never a reason to be angry. You got to drop the anger, man.
Well, anger, I mean, Democrats thrive off of anger. It's what drives their people to the polls. But, you know, you mentioned the Department of Justice. They're bringing up the Russian conspiracy hoax again. And, you know, I don't know how much anger versus division, but it is driving a wedge. It's driving a wedge, and people actually believe this stuff. And when you – I mean, I don't know how anybody trusts the DOJ at this point or the FBI at this point. And it's like, oh, yeah, with 2 months left of the election, we're going to tell you that the Russian conspiracy hoax is back, and they're interfering and meddling and influencing, and it's dividing people. It's dividing people.
And the reason that it is divided, because when you're angry, you cannot see. That's why the Democrats and the media and others, they know how to control the people by keeping them angry, keeping them in fear, keeping them worried. Because when you're angry, you'll fall for anything. You're afraid. But when you don't have – and the Democrats are good at this, man, how they keep us fighting amongst ourselves. They keep us worried about this and worried about that. They keep you angry. And so the reason that they're able to control and get people to vote for them, they keep them in fear. But if you drop the anger, you will overcome fear, and you cannot be used by anyone, and you cannot be controlled, because you're in charge of your own life. No one else is. And the Democrats know that. They use anger and they use fear to control the people. You got to drop the anger if you want to survive in this earth in the right way. The kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and it will work through us, but you got to drop the anger. And the Democrats know how to make us mad, those who have anger. We got to drop the anger and fear. Anyone that has anger, and I know I'm saying a long thing, I'll make it short. Anyone that has anger has fear. And so if you want to overcome fear, overcome anger. If you want to overcome anger, overcome fear, and you will have perfect peace, and you will live a life of perfect peace no matter what's going on around you. We can have peace right now and not be controlled by anyone or anything, but you got to drop the anger, otherwise you're lost.
It's the Black Yoda. It's the Black Yoda, Jesse Lee Peterson. He's speaking to us now, calming us. And you know, it is the fear and the anger, because you look at the abortion issue where they try to make women mad saying, oh, Republicans want to take away your reproductive rights. I mean, talk about a misnomer. And then they put them in fear, like, oh, if I get pregnant, I can't get an abortion. And
yeah.
Kamala Harris is never going to make abortion legal. She's never going to do that. The Democrats need abortion every 2 years as the top issue to drive the fear and to drive the anger, to drive people to the polls. So they know that. They're not going to make abortion legal. They need abortion. It's their issue that gets people to vote for them.
Absolutely, Matt. 100%. And if you listen closely, listen to how they speak about Donald Trump. They say all these horrible things about him. They're not even true. They're talking about themselves, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're talking about how they are, but they say it about Donald Trump. And then when they say it, you have angry people who could not see who they started to speak the same thing about Donald Trump. I'm like, you're not paying attention. They're talking about themselves. They're not talking about Donald Trump. But that's what happens when you can't see what's going on, and we have the anger. And you're right. They put they make the women afraid with this whole abortion issue. And when those women are afraid, they're going to vote for the Democratic Party. You got to overcome the anger. You've been brainwashed and controlled with the anger. And the Democrats are doing that right now. Look, one quick thing. Look at what happened to our country right now with all the illegal aliens coming in. Up in Denver and Colorado, the illegal criminals are taking over there. And they are causing the American citizens to have to move out of their own apartment buildings. Out of their own apartment. And these people are taking over. And the American citizens are on the run because of fear. Who do you think set that up? Our government did that. Our government kept the borders wide open. They invited everybody to come on down from wherever you are. It doesn't matter. Come on in. And now the American citizens are living in fear. And the Democratic Party are doing nothing about it. No police around. No, they tell you that. Even with your Second Amendment, if you try to protect yourself in your home, you're going to jail. Not the criminal, yeah. But you're going. They are keeping us in fear. And they are setting up our own government. It's against us. This government is against us and not for us. We need to wake up, man, and see it's a spiritual battle. And
that's Jesse Lee Peterson. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc. The line is...
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Jesse Lee Peterson. You know, we've got an African-American making news here. That's Elon Musk. And he says, well, actually, first, I think this is brilliant. Trump is going to announce that Elon Musk is going to run the Government Efficiency Commission, and it would unlock tremendous prosperity for America. I've been harping on this for years since I've been on the air, Jesse. This is a no-brainer. The Government Efficiency Commission. And I'm not for big government or big government spending. I'm certainly not. However, if we're going to look at this budget, let's at least have it benefiting America instead of foreign countries. Yeah. And so Musk goes on here. Your tax dollars are being wasted to a degree that is hard to comprehend. And that pretty much sums it up. But here's what I want your take on, Jesse. And I am in complete agreement with this, and this is why it's my main focus to get Trump in office right now and not get involved in infighting or political purism. We can deal with that later. We got to get Trump in office.
Yeah.
He says, I've never materially been active in politics before, but this time I think civilization as we know it is on the line,
If we want to preserve freedom and meritocracy in America, then Trump must win. I agree with Elon Musk, Jesse. You?
I agree 100%. We got to get Donald Trump back in office. Otherwise, it is over, over, over. And I doubt if it was ever returned to normalcy again. We have no other choice. And I believe that once Donald Trump gets in, he's going to make America function again. He's going to bring back his jobs. He's going to lower the taxes. I believe he will put a team together, including Elon, that will really, really get us back function again at a fast pace. Because we're really, really low on a totem pole right now. It is worse than what we can even imagine. And we need Donald Trump and a team put together that will forget, as you say, forget about all the personal stuff and all that mess, and just really make America strong again. Make us the world look at us and admire us again, be afraid of us again, want to be like America. And Donald Trump is the only guy that can do that. And I believe Elon Musk, the Kennedy guy, though I don't agree with a lot of things about him, I think he'll be a great asset to Donald Trump's administration as well. And that's why the Democratic Party didn't want Kennedy back. They fought to keep him out. Just think about that. They would not give him, according to a report, they would not give him security. He did not get many interviews.
They tried to keep him off the ballot.
They tried to keep, that's right. And you got to remember, Kennedy, the Kennedy family at one time was the Democratic Party. They love, even the so-called civil rights movement, they love the Kennedy. In the black community, in the black homes at one time, when the Kennedy guy was the president, the black people were taking Jesus Christ photo away from the chef, and they would put Kennedy there. Kennedy, Kennedy took the place of Jesus. And nobody took the place of Jesus, right? And the black people. But they took Kennedy, they took Jesus Christ down and put Kennedy there. I never thought for a second in my lifetime that I would see the Democratic Party turn against a Kennedy. It just didn't seem like that was possible. It looked like if you got turned against a Kennedy, the whole Democratic Party would crash.
Well, I would say, Jesse, I think what's happened here is this isn't the Democrat Party anymore. I mean, they might put the D behind their name and they might say that they're Democrat. This is not the Democrat Party. This is a group of radical extremists and communists and criminals, quite frankly, that just wear the Democrat Party suit and skin as a mask.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. You know, in reflection during the break, I was thinking about, I remember when they were sending all our money over to Ukraine. They were sending everything Ukraine wanted, they would just send money. And the American people were crying, you know what, we need the money here. We need to shut down the borders. We need to do so. We need help. Help us. They would not help us. They were sending money over to Ukraine and shut down and leave the borders wide open. And if the border patrol tried to do something about it, they would handicap them, that they would not do anything. I remember when they stopped funding the police. Kamala Harris and Biden, Obama, those people did nothing about it. Just think about this, man. They got rid of the police in the United States of America. They got rid of the police. They opened up the floodgate of the prisons around the country. They took away the bail bonds, and they said to the criminals, you are free to go. Go and do your thing, whatever you want. If you want to steal from the stores, you can steal up to $1,000. Don't worry.
If you stop the thief, you get arrested.
Right.
The cops will be called on you.
You'll get, absolutely. They'll put you in jail for stopping the criminal. I can't tell you the number of supermarkets I've gone into recently, and the stores are empty. And I'm like, where are the merchandise? I need to buy this. They're like, they took them. They're looking at the criminals outside in the parking lot. They were coming to the store, and they would steal up to $1,000, and they would go back into their cars, and they would come back and steal up to another $1,000. And the workers can't do anything.
Jesse, it's so crazy. I have friends that run grocery stores here, big grocery stores, and a lot of their salary actually depends on the final numbers, meaning like if everything checks out at the end of the month, if the numbers are correct, then they get you know, bonuses. So there's an inherent reason for the employees and the managers to make sure that there's no theft at the stores, because that's how they get the most out of their salaries. But if they try to stop the mass theft that goes on, there's nothing they can do about it. They can't call the cops. They can't stop them. They can't, you know, they can't bring them down. And so they're forced in this situation where it's like, you know, okay, there goes $10,000 of a bonus because I can't stop these criminals and I can't call the cops. I mean, it's just how it's a mad world. And Trump said this last night, Jesse, in closing, I'll get your response. It was a perfect response. And Hannity kind of started off the interview with a bad question. But Trump said a perfect response about how we've got a sick world and we've got a mad world. And we've got to make it healthy, and we've got to bring it back to sanity again. And that's really what this is, Jesse.
And only Donald Trump can do that. I wanted people to remember and not forget. These people that want to be reelected come November, want to put Kamala Harris in there, these are the people that cause all the problems in our own government. This government caused all the problems that we're having to deal with. Food prices, homelessness, and everything. Our government did it to us. They made sure that this happened. They wanted us to be afraid. They want us to be worried. They brought as much chaos down on us. Our enemy couldn't even do us this, didn't treat us this bad. Our own government did this, man. The same people that want to be reelected come November are the people who have given us pure hell and pure fear and pure worry over the last 4 years. And now they're trying to blame Donald Trump. They're
it's
trying
insane.
To tell we
crazy.
Did this.
Jesse, in closing quickly, if Kamala Harris was cleaning greens in the bathtub and served them up for you for dinner, would you try them?
No, I would not tell you.
You wouldn't eat her bathtub greens?
No.
She'll bring some hot sauce.
She doesn't even have a common sense to clean and cook greens. She's in the bathtub. That doesn't even make sense.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Fishy. All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a couple other news stories I want to get to. Again, this shooting and the response from the Democrats, it's also predictable. The FBI knew about this guy, and I mean, I just... You know, covering this stuff now is just insane here. You pretty much just get sued anytime you cover a shooting around here. So, you know. But, okay. The FBI says they knew about this shooter's activity as early as 2023. The school got a call the morning of warning that there would be a shooting. It's amazing how that works. And then it happens. And so the Democrats immediately come out and then they're talking about gun control and gun legislation and background checks. The shooter was 14 years old. So what gun legislation are they going to have that's going to stop a 14-year-old? Already can't buy a gun, own a gun, and murder's already illegal too, by the way. So this is all about gun control, gun confiscation, and ending the Second Amendment. It's what it's all about. Always is with these dirty Democrats. But criminals that want to run your government and run your life and conquer you don't want you to be armed. That, you know, that makes it a little more difficult. There's always that. There's always that. They got to get rid of that. Breaking, America First Legal has just announced that they are suing Judge Juan Merchan and the Ethics Commission for the New York State Unified Court System for illegally concealing Judge Merchan's financial disclosures from 2018 to 2024. What are they hiding? What are they hiding? His daughter's company, Authentic Campaigns, has been subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and must appear before the House Judiciary Committee on September 13th. So Congress back in session next week, and that will be going down. So, I mean, we got, man, this September is truly wild. You've got the presidential debate. You've got Congress getting back in session. You've got Trump's sentencing. Got maybe some big legal stuff going on here at InfoWars. Who knows? They could just padlock the doors. I think I'm missing something. There's something else I think going on I'm missing. But it's just going to be a wild September. And then October. And then the election. And then the period between the election and the inauguration. Outspoken left-wing pro-Kamala Harris Democrat judge David Carpenter allowed Bessemer triple homicide suspect out on bond for separate 2022 shooting death. So you've got these liberal judges, liberal district attorneys letting out violent criminals, and then what do you know? They go commit more crimes. Oh, just like they let out that Haitian on bond and then raped a kid. Do the Democrats feel any remorse for that? Never. Not even one time. All right. Some other international news here quickly. 11-year-old becomes the youngest to be arrested over riots sparked by Southport stabbing. So that kind of cultural, civilizational clash happening between Englishmen and the non-Englishmen that live there. They arrested an 11-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. They arrested an 11-year-old. They've also arrested other teenagers and people that have posted on social media. So that's what England has become. It might be lost. I don't know. Europe might be lost. It's bad. The incredible trans rights row dividing Ireland. Teacher is sacked by a school for refusing to call a boy a girl and is jailed again. Now, in fairness, they keep telling him not to come back on the grounds. He keeps protesting, saying that a boy is not a girl, and so then they arrested him. But that's, you know, that's the new thing, is that, oh, a boy can be a girl. So that's in Ireland. But what do you think about this? Conor McGregor scraps UFC comeback, will instead run for president of Ireland in 2025. This seems to be legit. Conor McGregor lays out bizarre Ireland presidency plans as the UFC star insists he is the only logical choice despite having no previous political experience. The Dublin-born fighter has previously been supported by Elon Musk. So this is what's happening. Is real men, and I'm not saying Conor McGregor is the perfect human, but you're not electing the perfect human. You're electing somebody that you need to save your country. And sometimes you got to make a decision that might seem off, out of bounds or outside the lines. McGregor has the star power, obviously. And he put out this statement. As president, I hold the power to summon the Dáil, that's basically the Irish Congress, as well as dissolve it. So as I said before, I would have all the answers the people of Ireland seek from these thieves of the working man, these disruptors of the family unit, these destructors of small business, and on and on and on. These charlatans in their positions of power would be summoned to answer to the people of Ireland, and I would have done it by day end, or I would be left with no choice but to dissolve the Dáil entirely. Stop the train until the people of Ireland deserve the answers they seek, point blank. This would be my power as president. I know very well Ireland needs an active president employed wholly by the people of Ireland. It is me. I'm the only logical choice. 2025 is upcoming. So look, people realize their countries are in dire threats because good men and women have just not entered the battlefield. They've not entered the arena. They're not interested in politics or government. But now things are so bad, they've realized, I've got to get involved. Trump is one example. And so that's where we're at. Melania Trump is about to come out with a book called My Story. Or I think it's actually just called Melania. I think it's just called Melania, actually. My Story, My Perspective, The Truth. So it's, you know, all these media lies and everything about her and Trump and their relationship and everything. And so this this total class act of a woman, this total, I mean, she exemplifies beauty and grace, Melania Trump, releasing her book. And it'll probably slap down most of the mainstream media's lies about her and her relationship and everything else. So good for her. Finally breaking her silence. You know, a couple stories here. It's kind of like, I don't even know. Embattled Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis showed up to the side of her daughter's arrest with prosecutor Lover long after the pair claimed the affair ended. So Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis showed up. Now, look, I don't, you know, her daughter is probably, you know, I don't even know if it matters. And it is kind of ridiculous that she gets arrested for a suspended license and she's pregnant and they arrest her too. So the whole thing is kind of screwed up. But it is funny that Fannie shows up with Nathan Wade. And that's an interesting one. Then you have this. Travis Kelce's team call in lawyers over leaked contract that claimed to reveal the exact date his relationship with Taylor Swift would end. Now they're saying it's a fake document. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think most people kind of think this thing was a sham anyway. The relationship always kind of seemed like a sham. And it was all for attention and let's say money and fame. And other people kind of called it out at the time as well, including right here. But you know, the real story to me is this. It just shows how the media and propaganda and the whole machine of it all can have an entire nation of people falling for something that is totally fake and get you to buy into it and get you emotionally invested in it. And it's literally entirely fake. If that is indeed the case, which most people think is. So yeah, the documents might be real, might not be, but what about that relationship? All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break and we will see you tomorrow.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.